Firstly, God's chosen people. Abraham was at the beginning. He was God's chosen servant. And the descendants of Abraham, they had heard from their fathers how God is, how God loves. We read in Genesis 7, verse 6, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." Wow! "The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples." So this was not the reason. "For you were the fewest of all peoples." You were the fewest. So why did he set his affection on the Israelites? Why so? "But it was because the Lord loved you. Therefore you were chosen. He loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, Egypt, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love." Keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. What a blessing. "But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today." Ellen G. Wright writes in Christ's Object Lessons, "Their obedience to the law of God would make them marvels of prosperity before the nations of the world." They would have a close look at Israel and would be astonished. They are small in size. They are not so numerous as other peoples. But they prosper in the country. They are blessed by God. Why so? "If obedient," the text goes on here, "they would be preserved from the diseases that afflicted other nations." They would be preserved from the diseases and would be blessed with vigor of intellect, prosperity, preserved from diseases, vigor of intellect. You can see this with your eyes. You can see this in a whole nation. They do not have the diseases. They have economic advantages. And they are clever. One can see it. "The glory of God, his majesty and power, were to be revealed in all their prosperity. They were to be a kingdom of priests and princes." Normally, princes and priests are few. And here, They were to be a kingdom of priests and princes. God furnished them with every facility for becoming the greatest nation on earth. How? Obedience to the law of God. This is the key. Obedience to the law of God. That's their secret.